talk about the complication of the 2019 growing season, and that still continues today as we talk with you, you know, worrying about harvest now and October probably, and the equation with prevent plan and MFP and all that stuff. So what has it been like out there in 2019?
Well, it's been a rough whole season from start to even now. Had two farms of prevent plant that we didn't plant corn on because it was too wet. And went in after we took prevent plant and seeded a cover crop. The cover crop is only about 50% growing because now we're on the opposite end of the spectrum and we're too dry. And so starting the cover crop off 3 weeks ago, it looks like some of it looks like I just planted it a couple days ago. And then as far as the MFP, the market facilitation payment, that's kind of interesting process, and I think there's still more questions than answers about the program, but fortunately that program is available to us farmers to help with the trade issues that are going on currently.
So with the crop you did plant, corn and soybeans, what does it look like for you as you head toward harvest?
Well, the corn that we did plant was put in April under good conditions, and so I think that has helped a lot with the most recent, the last couple weeks, 6 weeks or so of dryness. Only an inch and a half or so of rain here since July 1st, and surprisingly, our corn looks fairly decent walking out into it, so I think we'll be surprised when the combine goes through. I just hope I'm a little more surprised than what I feel like right now.
As far as the soybean crop, then what's that looking like?
Our soybeans look good, but it's really hard to tell until a combine goes through. You can walk through a soybean field and say, oh, this is going to be record 65-70 bushel beans, and then the combine goes through and tells you the opposite story. So I don't really get too thrilled about soybeans until the combine starts telling me if I should be or not.